Yeah, I see him all over that.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's doing this is
That's great.
shorter.
Okay, so let's get started with our get Yasha and continuation. We left off with the bomb theory, right? The bomb theory of the Rambam that get Yashan is actually a disqualification in the get. It topples the get, and it's not just a din l'chatchila gzeir shem yom rugita kodem luvna. Yes? So let's go back. Let's pick up with the Rav's explanation. Let's look at it inside. I have this on the source sheet here on page 5. Bir Hagrid be get Yashan. So in contrast to the Pashup Shah in the Gemara, where the Gemara attributed it to Gita Kodem Livna, Gzeir Shem Yomru, the Rambam indicated that a Get Yashan would be possible. Does anybody remember the evidence in the Rambam? So you read this carefully last time, Perikimah Halacha Hey, the context of Perikimah. Baba Lishma. I'm not gonna chazar the chazar shir from last time, but let's look at the Rav's analysis here in Shir Agrid and Gittin, which I'm highlighting. The Rav, I think, said very precisely, and this I like, that beget yashan, hayichud mevatel es halishma shebeget. The yichud nullifies the lishma. And then he quotes the beget yashan, habal mechades es halishma shebeget, al yidei nesinas haget. Shemiachar shaget hayinichtav lishma, velo hayamasa behaget ela shelo lishma, ela shehal lishma shebeget nifka. Lachen yesh bekoach habal ba'asiyas ma'isa gerishin din asinas haget l'chadesh es alashem gerishin shebeget. This is the Rav's chiddush that the get is rehabilitated through an asina lishma. And then he had a chiddush based off his reading of the Magen Mishnah that it's kosher im girsha beget yashan migoreshes nishum shaharei nasan la'ata be'edim kehilchaso. And the Rav's diak here is v'nir shekavanasa ma'ashakasav kehilchaso hi shahayu sham edim misira. That a get yashan would only be kosher b'di'eved if it was given in front of Eidei Mesira. Umizeh mashma, here I'm highlighting, shenesinas haget mo'elas l'chadish salashma, rakim ha'yisham Eidei Mesira. That it's only if there's some special significance to the giving of the get that you could put the lishma back into it. So the novelty of the Rav's analysis is if you think about this happening in, let's talk about it, three different times. So b'shatz siva. Is the get written lishma?
Yeah.
So there's lishma. Sometime after the ksiva, there's yichud. The chiddush is that a might say yichud is mevata the lishma. Correct. And then three nesina b'knei edei nesira. You're putting the lishma back into the get. The Rav's chiddush is that you don't need continuous lishma all the way through. As long as you have it at the vital moments of T1 and T3, it's okay that the lishma was missing for the interim step. Okay? That's the core idea of the Rav here. But I think it's an amazing reading of the Rambam. It's a great reading of the Magen Mishnah. And conceptually, it helps us move away from get yashan as simply a gezeira shema yomru about the gossip. And it turns get yashan into this fundamental principle of bitul haget al yidei the nimbach. The Rav doesn't have a diyukim in the language of the Rambam, but from the language of the Rambam that we saw in the last shiurim, I think it's very mediyak that it's about the change of mind of the husband. Okay.
I think we argued last year that we want that something that Eid is here is now is actually the sin of the law. Is that rejected? How can the Mara is actually critical here?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if the Rav is actually meaning for that. It's just like Eid is here, but. Like, I like the T1, T3, there's different mindset and with each other, which mom, not that the Rav is going there.
Yeah, it's hard to know if the Rav himself, there's not enough material here in these written notes to fully flesh it out, but I think this is the best way to think about it. Like, you end up having the Shema at the critical moments.
But for example, if you didn't have Nesina B'Knei Eidei Nesira, then you'd be left off with the Bittul Lishma, and then you'd have a Nesina Shelo Lishma, you wouldn't have a Stama Lishma, and the Nesina, etc., and then that would be.
Would be bought though or hustle against the Lishma.
So on that, you're saying that the Nesina isn't necessarily Lishma?
No, I think the Nesina is Lishma.
Oh, okay.
That's how I understand it. Sorry, that's how you understand it also, right?
And then Nesina is Lishma.
In this case?
Well, that's probably not close to it now.
And for the Rav or in T3?
I think in the way that you're presenting it, that there's a new Maisa and a Sima Lishma that the Rav has to say, doing the same issue, whatever.
Yeah.
And that's rehabilitating. It makes a lot of sense.
Right.
I mean, the Rav came in.
Ah. I know. All right. So, by the way, I understand this idea is that the Nesina would expressly have to be Lishma in this case.
Okay. So, for example, even when Gemara said, or we're talking Nesina Lishma, meaning only in this case would that be necessary.
Right. Because otherwise, you could rely on the Stam Sofer that if you didn't have a T2 at Mevata, the Lishma in between, you could rely on the Stam Lishma, Vaksiva Lishma. That's the. So I think it's one of those things you can really only appreciate in hindsight once you see the role that Lishma and the nature of Lishma in a get, and then you can see how that explains the get Yashan discussion. Okay. Now, what I want to do for the rest of the Chazar here today is basically argue that the fundamental mahalach that we've been suggesting for get Yashan is actually not controversial, and it's not an idiosyncratic view. It's actually the accepted view for at least cases more extreme. It's the accepted view for extreme cases of get yashan. Meaning, what we've been discussing so far is a case where you have a ksivas aget and then a maisa yichud afterwards. That's the classic case of get yashan. But there are cases of get yashan either where you have less significant T1, so you're not talking about a ksivas aget, so you have a more tenuous initial action that could be mevutal al yedei yichud, or where you have a more substantial action like ksiva, but you have a even more substantial maisa ishus to uproot it. Right, so you could think of this is where we got in shear into the vector map discussion about how strong, or let's just say, what's the weight of the Maisa Gerishin as opposed to the weight of the Maisa Gishas? Correct? And what you're trying to figure out is how these two things offset each other. Sound familiar? Yeah. Okay, so let's look at that discussion. So, do you remember what we're up to in our outline? In the Shir Chazara? Like, which what number it was? It was
four.
Sounds right. Yeah. Four?
Is that a Roman numeral four or
no?
Yeah. Number four. Okay. So, this is the fourth major issue here in this discussion. Is to conceptualize what's going on here of the weight of the Maisa Gerushin versus the weight of the Maisa Yishus.
And that's how you're going to determine whether or not the get is considered Lishma and Kasher or Shalo Lishma and Puzzle. Again, we're assuming here that the nature of Lishma is not just Lishema Ish, Lishema Ish, and Lishem Gerushin, but Lishma is a metric that corresponds to the Ratzon Ligarish. And you could see why Ratzon Ligarish is inconsistent with having these acts of marriage and unity, which are opposed to an act of separation and divorce. That's why the Rambam kept using that language of Nimlat. Now, the first makar that we have under this discussion, I'm going to call this A, is the Rambam in Gerushin Perkis Lachkape. What's the Kiddush in Peskape? Where the husband says that he wants the sofer to write again. So let's read it. Nesiachid ima achar shamar lehem lichto v'lachdom v'litein la hare elu lo yichtivu. You have a tzibui habal followed by a yichud. Yes?
So, what's our Maisa Gerushin? What's our Maisa Gerushin? Yeah, I'm just going to say that Tzibui. Correct? Notice how that's different than the classic case that we started off with where the Maisa Gerushin is the Ksiva. Here it's much lesser than that. There is no ksiva sagetis. You're in a preparatory stage where the Baal is instructing the sofer and the edim to write, prepare, and sign again. They have a maisa gerushin of ksivoy Baal. And then you have a maisa isha. That was really good. I would be like one of these in red and one of these in black. Let's share that they're like proposed. You have a maisa isha, which is what here?
Yiva.
Where they're secluded together. Now here the Rambam says, Hare elu lo yichtedu, v'im kasvu v'nasnu la achar shenis yachet ima eno get.
So just before we get to the Rambam's argument for this, what do we get as a matter of black letter halacha? The get is batel, which again shows us, assuming this is a case of get yashan, which it seems to be, right? We're talking about yichud disrupting the get. It sounds like the Rambam saying, hey, get yashan is not just gzeirah shem yomah gita kodem luvna as a chshash, but actually it disqualifies the get altogether. That's what I want to say. That's what I mean here, that the view that we suggested earlier that it could be get yashan could actually possible the get is not an idiosyncratic one-off case. When you move to other cases of gerushin, you can see that there's a whole theme of get yashan and theme of the get. Now, why is this case a case of bittul, but the normal case not a case of bittul? What's special about this case? Rami? Sorry, Benji.
I'm honored. That there's yichud is a mindset where it's yivoy is not.
Really, you're honored? It just means you're posting creepy things in the group chat.
But yeah, I mean, yivoy is not a mindset, though. When yichud is a mindset, though, in our rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Say it again, say it one more time.
Yichud is a maisa, tzibur is not a maisa. So in like the rock, paper, scissors, shoot, what covers what? You know, the maisa covers tzibur.
Okay, I like how you're doing like rock, paper, scissor motions here, right? That's what's going on here. The idea is that the tzibur haman has a very, it's a lightweight, correct? It's a lightweight maisa gerushin. Because all it is an instruction to the sofer to write again. It's not like there is this vehicle out there that's capable of dissolving the marriage. Once it gets in existence, then you have a gemar maisa, you have a real thing, a heavyweight thing, l'shem ishus, l'shem gerushin. But when it's a mere tzibui habal, so it's lightweight, and when it's lightweight, so then the yichud, I'm just going to say it's a medium weight. Maisa Isha. So the medium weight thing annihilates the lightweight thing, and now the get can't get off the ground. There's no real das. There's not enough momentum to create a gerushin when whatever lishma was created by the tzibui is obliterated by the maisa yichud.
Okay. So that's what you get in the Rambam. Now, the other thing you get in this Rambam, and this again, this Rambam's Chiddush, doesn't appear in the Gemara anywhere, because the Gemara doesn't talk about get yashan in a case of a mir tzibui abal. The Gemara only talks about get yashan in a case where there's a maisik tziva. It's the Rambam's Chiddush to say that everybody would agree that a get is batel when the mir tzibui is offset by maisik tziva. Moshe, sounds good? Okay. And you weren't here for the initial pass on this topic, right? Same for you, Benny, right? You weren't here. And Ty, you probably weren't here. And Charlie might have been here for parts of it. You were here? Nice. That's great. I like how you traded in your sweater for a sweatshirt today.
Sweater's going on there today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. No noose this time?
Got a lot of conversation.
Tough job. All right, we're looking forward to your announcing. Big Masifta game today. I don't know if you're announcing for Masifta.
I mean, when I went to Will's house, they were talking about how they were going to win tier one, they were going to tier two.
Didn't happen.
Just getting absolutely.
Yeah, lost. Yeah.
Right. I'm just thinking in general, they lost.
They're not doing so great. Okay, so we have Tess Cafe, the other Kiddush of the Rambam. It's not just this halacha, this is total Kiddush of the Rambam, but the other Kiddush of the Rambam is the Kal V'chomer argument. Where did he derive this from? So if you look here in Tes Chafei, He says, "V'kal v'chomer advarim im aget shenitan lo liyada k'shen es yachid im nifzal aget shem abal kal v'chomer lezeh shelo nichtav." Some argument argues it based off, were you to give her a get and she were to have yichud, the get would be nifzal. Kal v'chomer and k'shen lo nichtav. So the logic of the kal v'chomer seems to say, like, if some din is true for medium weight or a heavyweight ma'isa gerushin, alachas kama v'kama, it's going to be true for a lightweight ma'isa gerushin. That's the sort of logic that the Rambam employs seems to suggest that this vector math is the right explanation for the mechanism of get yashan destroying the lishma. Now, I'll come back to this kal v'chomer at the end of the shiur today, because it's important for, it's not so clear, it's important based depending on what the Rambam is analogizing this case of yichud after tzibei habaal to. I mean, it's not clear. What's the kal case? Im haget shenitan lo liyada kishen es yachid ima nifsal haget. Correct? You guys remember that? That's that. What? Seemingly lanim apuntiki, you think? Some achronim definitely understand it that way, that he's assuming this is about lanim apuntiki. Let's see, who said that explicitly?
You can ask him a shot for Kedushin.
Yeah. So the Kesef Mishnah says this. Shein the kalva chomer shoklum the vishmaitin ikal amechash lekidushin uvinidon shelo lekal amechash lahachi. Right. So if the Rambam's analogizing this case to a case of lanim apundiki, the kalva chomer itself is very strange. Right. Because that's really a chashash kidushin in lanim apundiki. Everybody remember the lanim apundiki sugya? Moshe and Benny, were you here for that? Kai, were you here? Lanim apundiki? No, you weren't here for that. Josh, you want to explain it, or you have a separate question?
So after the pinah get, after the get is actually given, the couple had yichud, and the machloket in the Mishnah asked whether or not you need to give another get. And the Gemara of the Bavli, to accept and understand the same way that it's a chashach that maybe there's machloket about whether or not the bia that they have is considered the shein zus, that's the shein kedushin, whether or not the bia is just like just some licentious behavior, or whether it's, you know, like for the sake of the new kedushin, basically. And according to that understanding, it's not whether or not it's for a new kedushin, they're fully divorced now, it's just the question of whether they're remarried, which is not so analogous to get yashin, where they're not even divorced yet, there's been no nesim yet.
Right, I mean, the classic interpretation of getting lana inu apundiki, where they reside together in a hotel after they had divorced, is that act is a new ma'isa kedushin, the kedushe bia. So how could the Rambam derive from a case of kedushe bia to a case of get yashan? In one case, it's prospective. Are you creating a new kedushin through the bia? In the other case, it's retrospective. Is the ma'isa yichud undercutting the das gerushin? That's the objection. Now, I think the answer there is that even if the Rambam is talking about a kal v'chomer from a case of lana imo apuntiki, he thinks that lani apundiki would work in this retrospective way, that the maisa bia is itself being mevata the gerushin or undercutting the gerushin that happened prior. So maybe the Rambam was thinking that the chashash kedushin is in somehow not prospective, that there's a new maisa kedushin here, but it's triggered by retrospective harata on the divorce, and when you have harata on the get, that itself triggers a new kedushin. Something we saw. We'll talk about that when we transition to lanim apundiki. But if the Rambam is analogizing lanim apundiki to this kal v'chomer to get yashan, then he's effectively saying that they're both work with this vector conception about trying to undo the das gerushin of the divorce, of the get.
I'm not sure this like ruins that explanation, but there's a sense like into the group that about the gerusha problem here. about in the bold and second text. It's now thinking about Nitzal again. So it's two girls. Is it Nitzal again? That the get becomes puzzle like Lamafraya? Or Nitzal again? That the get becomes ruined or not effective anymore? It, I mean, it could be different things, but.
I think they still said both, they still both sound retrospective. In my ear, they ring. Well, next that would be strange, right?
So would that be an example of somebody correcting themselves?
Electrodefecalier?
Or maybe it's here, but in the. Yeah, shoot, he says, like, oh, yeah, Nitsa, that's more popular because then you have a Kashat of Kedushin, and automatically the get is not Tikkuno, rather it's Nitsa.
Why is the get Nitsa from Kashat Kedushin?
And then, right, I got
the
current.
I think you get the same. You get the same.
Rambam elsewhere says that, like in Eric Yonah, he says that if you have Mane Mohundaki, it would be interesting in Kedushin.
Yeah, so you have to compare the, but what's the mechanism for the new condition there? So I want to, we're going to talk about, we're going to get to that in a minute.
No.
Yeah. We're going to, so we'll try to, when we're going to do a Chazar Shir and Masa Gushasa, we'll fit this in.
That
it does play into it, correct, 100%. Okay, let me just also flag one more thing in this discussion. Top of page 6, you have the Magen Mishnah's comments on this case. And he says, the Rambam learns the Kal v'chomer here, Bitulo min asvara, shehu savar, shekol shenes yachid achar ha'amira, harehu ki'ilu bitel b'feirosh lichusam, devadei chazarbo ve'ein arotza legarsha. I just want to point out the Magen Mishnah is one of the clearest formulations that the mechanism in this case of Perek Tes Halacha Chaf He is that the Maisa Yichud is considered a Maisa Bitul Aget. So he's explicit in connecting the dots that we suggested in the last Chazar Shir from the de facto physical union between the husband and wife to the legal nullification of Lishma Das Geirshin of the Get. See that? It's Ki'ilu Bitul Beferush. Now, one of the things we spoke about in the last Chazar Shir, and you can see this more explicitly here in the Magen Mishnah, is V'afal gav degidli daita begita la milsahi. So this is something around Paskins and Perek Vav of Hilchos Geirshin, and it comes from the Gemara in Hashaleach, that gidli das usually is not enough to mevatel a get. The husband has to declare getchen asati l'chavatelu. It can't just be that you see the husband gesticulating or doing some action reflecting that he wants to mevatel the get. So the Magen Mishnah's point here is that even though normally we say Gili Data Begita Lav Klumhu, that's somehow different than an act of marriage dissolving the get. Everybody see that? So like the husband doing something to reflect his state of mind, that he doesn't want to get divorced, that wouldn't be Mivato the get. So don't think that this Maisa Yichud is just a form of a gilui das. It's actually a very crucial point. It's not like the husband saying, oh, good, I'm glad he didn't give it. That would not be mevatel the get, because that's a gilui das begita. There's something about an act of a maisa ishus that's stronger than a gilui das that he wants to mevatel it, in that the act of marital union of yichud is so strong that it itself is mevatel the get. Can I see that? So basically, you could talk about three types of things. You could talk about Gilui Das Begitin. You could talk about an Amira Levatel. And a Maisa Ishus Levatel. And my Mishnah is telling us, don't confuse this with this. Don't confuse the Maisa Ishus Levatel with the Gilui Das Levatel. Because a Gilui Das Begitin wouldn't work to annul the get. Something special about a Maisa Yichud that it has that power. This gets back to the question that Romy, I think, was raising last year and back and forth with Zakaria about what's the relationship between a Bitul Beferush and a Bitul Aidei Maisa Yichud. It's okay that each of these will work in its own way. One's not just a means of getting toward the other. So it's not that the Maisa Ishus is just a way of getting an Amira Levatil, nor is it a Giloy Das Begitin. The mechanisms might be separate from each other. That's what the Magen Mishnah here is pointing out. So Kivan Sha'asa Maisa and Shinasiakidima Batal Ashlichas Legamri. So the Maisa Ishus itself is Mevatil, the designation for giving the get. Okay, Romy?
You don't think that Magen Mishnah could just be distinguishing the Giloy Das and the Maisa in general? If you're specifying the Maisa Ishus, the Tabi is reading that Maisa is exactly something wrong with the Magen Mishnah, as opposed to, like, again, it's complicated a little bit what Giloy Das is, but those are just saying the Giloy Das versus the Maisa in general. I don't know.
One more time.
I'm just, I read Magen Mishnah and thought it was a distinction between Giloy Das and an action that. Is a manifestation of that.
There's
not necessarily
a
Maisa
Ishus. I understand. You're thinking in terms of Maisa versus Giloy Das. Right.
Oh, so maybe you
can
say another thing
of the Maisa. It's interesting. In the Magen Mishnah, maybe I see textually why you could say that. I think if you get into the Sugya, it'll be conceptually cleaner to say that, no, like the difference here is between this, you revealed intent versus acts of marriage are inconsistent with furthering processes of divorce. I think for the reasons that we have said, like the way the Lishma works is that it's furthering the process of divorce, and Yichud and Bia are furthering marriage.
Why does he stay on the Bata on Shidu?
He's just thinking that the significance of Tzibei Abal is Shlichus. That's amazing. No. It's a major debate whether the significance of Tzivei Abal is a din in Shlichus or whether it's a din in Lishma. Yeah. So that's just the quirk of what he's saying right here, that it's a Shlichus issue. But I wouldn't limit the analysis. Yeah. Yeah. Because that's, remember, where we are in the Rambam and Tesfah, the my suggestion is the Tzivei to the Sofer. Commands, write a get for my wife. So some people view that as a Shlichus agency or pointing as your Shliach to write the get. Other view that as a Lishma proclamation. That's why he's thinking in those terms. Okay. So now we move to the. We could skip the Rav, right?
Yeah.
Can't? I'll just make a comment in the Rav then, in this analysis here. The Rav flushes out this case a little bit in Teskafe. I'll just tell you what I'll quibble with the Rav on one point. So the Rav is very bothered by the objection of the Kasef Mishnah that Lana Ima Bapundiki, the Yichud there functions as a Maisa Kedushin. Whereas in our case, it's working as a Bittel Haget, the prospective versus retrospective problem. You guys know what I'm talking about? Well, yeah. Josh said yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So the Rav says, "V'nir lebar kavanas aramam b'kava chomer sheyichud bein tzibui aval l'tzivas aget mivatel es tzibui aval l'chtov es aget l'shem gerushin mishum sheyichud hu hochacha ala kedushin." V'lezeh omer aramam sheyish kava chomer miyuchad l'achar gerushin liyichud bein tzibui aval l'tzivas aget kilomar. Everybody understand what the Rav's trying to do there? Yeah, I think he's exactly trying to say that. He's trying to say the fact that a Maisa Bia would work as a Maisa Kiddushin, that teaches you that it's a Maisa Ishus that's inconsistent with Tzibui Abal Lagarish. I don't think it's the most elegant interpretation. What
does that mean?
The fact that a Yichud itself, Heine de Yichud, Heine de Bia, is enough to launch a marriage. So the Rav says, that teaches you that it's an act that's so serious Tzibui Abal Lichtav Asayat L'Shem Gerishin. It's like, it's trying to teach you that it's the strongest act of marriage. The haraya could create a kedushin, so alachas kama v'kama, it could undercut instruction to get divorced.
Recently cancels the gerushin.
Correct. It cancels the gerushin in virtue of it being an act of kedushin. That's the Rav's. I would have said a little differently. I would have said that the Rambam is just telling you. I think the Rambam might be telling you that the Lani Mapuntaki case is retrospective also.
He's fixing the Baba, though. Anyway, so like, the question we have on the Baba, where it sounds like it's very typical, like, any of you could hand the deal, whether it's not confusion, but the Rambam would just say, like, no,
yeah.
The Mark says, any of you could hand the deal.
But it's really just trying to teach us. Correct. And it's trying to teach you about the incompatibility of a Maisa Ishus and a Maisa Gerishon. They're up? Yeah, it's definitely an interesting reading. Yeah, I think it could be a really good reading of the Gemara. Me'achar she'yichud la'achar gerishin hu hochacha ala kiddushin l'chein hu sozer es tzibu yabal. Like, what do you learn from Lani Mapuntaki? That yichud is a huge, is like the most powerful Maisa Ishus. Once you know it's the most powerful. Yichud aray labia, yeah, yichud aray labia, etc. Correct.
In this particular case,
the strength
by the Rambam against Gilman, not drinking. Flush that out. The limitation of any putting India to, well, guess,
to a case like this,
right.
Where they're married.
Right. Because then you're saying only in this case.
Yeah, you could say that. I mean, in the context of a past marriage. That it's a strong statement of Maisa Ishus. Yeah, that's fine if you limit it to the Gaon don't have to disagree, but. So the Rav's point is that, look, there's vector math going on in the case of Lani Mapuntaki. And that's the basis for thinking that it would undercut the Maisa Gerishin in a case of Get Yata. Okay, excellent. Where is that?
That's like interesting when the one side doing
that. Yeah, I think it's really interesting. You like it or you don't like it? Oh, you don't like it. You don't understand it?
This over here.
Well, he's saying that, look, if you just have yichud and that yichud could create a new marriage, a new kedushin, that teaches you the significance of an act of yichud is that it's this really strong demonstration of Maisa Ishus. So the Rav saying that same principle is at work when you authorize a get and then you have yichud. That yichud, even in the context of marriage, is a super strong statement about the marriage, like pro-marriage, the haraya could create a marriage on its own. So then it'll work to undercut the initial tzivui authorization legare. Okay.
According to the Rav, it seems like you could use the same get that you used before to get to the way up. Just like here, where he writes it, the shema, yichud cancels it. And then the Natina Lishma is what makes it happen again.
Yeah, well, except, and this is the crucial difference over here, that this is a lightweight act of Gerishin, because it's just an authorization to write a get. The get has not yet been written.
Right.
So if you just authorize the get, and then you have Yichud, the Yichud nullifies the authorization, and if the Sofer went ahead and wrote it, then the get's not Lishma. That's different from this case, which is the classic Get Yashin case, where you already have the Ksiva Lishma baked into the get. Yeah. Okay, good. So this is
4A. Now let's discuss 4B for a second. That's the other really good case.
So that appears in the Sugya and Chav Vav Amibes.
So Gerishin Pes Chafesh with the Kiddush of Rambam. The next case is Gideon Chavav Amibes.
Ha'omer Kisvu Get La'arusasi L'chishach Nesena Agar Shena Eino Get. So this is a variation on the case in Yivamos. You're writing a get for an arusa before a nisuin. The Gemara says that is eno get, and it cites the halachic rationale of Benji. What? This is Chazara. We should be at the tip of your tongue. Kobe. Too many words. What is Shema Yomru?
Hashana.
Which is? What's the Gia?
Geyashan.
I think Mara seems to source the Kisvu Get La Rusashi Lichisha Echna Sena Agar Shena as a deficiency of Geyashan. Geyashan Shema Yomru Gita Kodalum Na. Right? That's a Rashi here says. Eno Get, to get Yashan who? Shema Tis Aber Kisha Yichna Sena, but Yomru Gita Kodalum Na. To get Yashan because When did you authorize the get? Before the chuppah. Then you'll have chuppah, they'll have yichud, maybe the wife will get pregnant, and the pregnancy will be after the date of the get, and people will think that they're already divorced when she had the child. Correct? That's the problem of get yashan. Tosos points out that there's a stira, there seems to be a stira mineu bei in Rashi. Ezra, what's the stira mineu bei? On the one hand, Rashi says the problem is get yashan. The ruling is eino get.
We know what that is.
And get yashan is usually deemed to merely be a din chatchila. Now we're already educated, so we know that that's not true. We know that get yashan could trigger bitul get in more fundamental, correct. In principle, create a bitul get. So I think you get from here in this discussion, and Tosu says this, is that ein hachanami, it's actually a consensus view that get yashan can trigger an absolute psul in more extreme cases. I mean, the concept of get yashan creates a psul or an eno get. The case of gzeir shem yomakita kodem levana, those are just cases where the get has been rehabilitated by the mice and the sina lishma, etc. But it's not that the nature of a get yashan is that it could only create a psul chatchila. So here we have Tosos who asked this question on Rashi. How could it be eno get if it's just get yashan? Isn't get yashan just in the chatchila? For Omer Rabbeinu Tam, if get yashan leka ala yichud ba'alma, ba'acha dikansa garatve devada ikabia.
So we get Tosfos here in Chavam Mebid saying that the classic case of get yashan is when there's mir yichud. What's special about the case on Chavam is that yes, it is a case of get yashan, but it's get yashan where you have a stronger ma'isa yishud. You have a ma'isa bia. The Tosfos says over here, if you have a ma'isa gerushin, what's the ma'isa gerushin in this case? What is the hefnesena agarshena? The ma'isa gerushin. What? Siva, the Siva case. The sofer is going to write a get for the wife, correct? So Siva, we'll call that let's call that a medium. It's a medium weight.
Well, really it's only Siva here too.
What?
Isn't it really only a Siva here all
the time? No, if the Sova were to write the get before the Arisen, so you'd have a Siva Saget. And we say Eno get. Why is it Eno get? Because of this medium weight Maisa Gerishin is offset by a ma'isa isha, which in contrast to the previous cases, is that a lightweight or a heavyweight? Yeah. So the chiddush is that a ma'isa bia.
Why is that a chiddush?
Why is what a chiddush?
That ma'isa bia, that bia is, obviously it's more.
It's the chiddush because when you read get yashan, the Gemara almost misrepresents it by saying, get yashan is kol yechla shigita kodem levna. When I was a chashash, we get the kodem levna.
Wait, that's a chashash
here. No, it's a chashash. It's when there's yichud. Here we know there's bia. Tosus is saying that the normal din of get yashan is limited to cases where all we see is yichud. And then to jump from yichud to saying, oh, maybe they'll have bia, and then people will think that they're having bia. And then that's all just exertion of your Megiddo Kodem Levana. But in a case where they're known to have Bia, that would passel the get maker adin. That's what I'm saying. Now, once you get into Tosus's view, you see that get yashan is actually a psul in the get, not lechatchila, but also b'diavad, in cases where the ma'isa ishus is heavyweight, i.e. Bia, rather than just mere yichud. Okay? So that's the Tosfos' point here. V'hacha dekansa garatrei devada yikabia. And once there's bia, you have a heavyweight ma'isa ishus. That's going to obliterate a medium weight ma'isa gerushin. Okay. So I think you see the nice thing about this is you see the vector math at work. Because why else would you say that the ma'isa bia is the is the posel. Sam the Bach says this very nicely. The Bach in Evan Ezer, Simon Kuf Memchas, says, Pasu atos los al shimabin etam. Diviget yashan los inase lechatchila. That's only kishain shamel yitha ba'alma. Aval hecha devadai ba'al mashma de'enu get ba'al. So the Bach like Tosos is just a
little more explicit.
Is it still possible to say that that concern is still a Kita Kodan Bach?
I think it's hard to.
Because if they for sure be out of them, everyone knows that there's definitely like a bigger chance of
it's a greater concern.
Right. I mean, I think that makes sense.
It's interesting. You might say that. I think once you see once you have the Magid Mishnah's idea already that it's a bitul haget based off the Kavana and the Rav's development, it's more compelling to me to say that it's the retraction of the Das Lagarish that passels the get, not just the severity of the chashash or the probability of people thinking either could have moved on. Okay.
Also, in terms of like fundamental, how do you explain like the difference between Erison and fundamental?
In the fundamental sense, hold up on the Erison and the distinction for a second.
Are we going to get there?
Yeah. Okay. Bottom of page 9. We also have a third case. This is the sugya in Gittin, Ayin Gimel, Amid Aleph, and it extends to Ayin Tes also. So here we have the Mishnah of a case where a person gave the get, but al tnai that it should only be chal once he dies. So that's the case of Hagitech Mehayom in Mesi. That's the background for this Mishnah. So the husband says, I'm giving you a get, and the get will be chal, it'll be triggered by the moment of my death, retroactively to today. So it's a get al tnai. So I'm just going to put in here. Now, what's going on here is that you actually have an asinas haget. So the get is actually given over to the woman. She has it in her possession, but it's not executed. It's not effective until the husband dies. So according to the Rishonim's reading of this Mishnah, the din is, you see what I'm highlighting in my top of page 10, los yisyached imo. Sorry. The couple is not allowed to have yichud at all when the husband gives a get. Mehayom im mezi. Now there's a machlokas. Why? What?
I don't understand what that even means.
Mehayom im mezi. So the husband gives the wife a get, and he says this get will be effective from the day of the nesina, retroactive from the moment that I die. So if the wife predeceases the husband, then she was never divorced from him. But if the husband predeceases his wife, then she's retroactively divorced from the moment that he gave her the get. So the Gemara says they can't live together if they do that. Why? So in part, it depends on Machlokas in this Mishnah here, where Rabbi Yehuda says, Ke'esha sishtachol dvarea. She's considered fully married until the get is effective. So until he dies, they're fully married. So there's a full heter bia. They could, like, there's no issue with them being intimate with each other because everything is sanctioned by the kedushin. It's not retroactively going to be annulled. It's not truly retroactive. So that's why it says keishi is the full devarah. Right now they're considered fully married. The get doesn't dissolve anything at all. So the issue is then why is it prohibited for them to be secluded together if they're fully married?
That's why Rashi understands
to be
two different
pieces. Correct. But we're going to look at Tosos's view. Tosos says that the basis for the Yichud, the prohibition of Yichud, is Omer. You can see I'm highlighting here in Tosos Gittin 9 Gimel Med Aleph. Divada the Rabbi Yehuda have a time of Mishum Get Yashan. The reason why they can't be secluded together is because of the chashash of Get Yashan, that he gave her the get at this earlier stage when he delivered it to her. But the gerushin will only be chal later in time. It's a problem to have the chalos girushin after the ma'aseh yicha that happened in between. Good? Make sense? Now, we don't know the level of the disqualification here. So if you look at the Piskei Arid commenting here, now let me just say what's striking about this case is that here too you have the Maisa Gerishin offset by Maisa Ishas, but the Maisa Gerishin is what? It's a Nesinas, I get. Al Tanai.
You probably just say it's not,
you know,
there's no
evidence. That depends on the lumdus of what you think the Tanai is, right? But she's definitely holding on to the get in her possession. In
right,
the
you say it's not.
Right, that's a lumdus question in Tanai.
That's, if you, I'm saying, if you want to say it's really a kid to get Yasha, then you probably have to say that
Nisina doesn't really have it. For Tosos. Or you could say, and this is what the Rav is going to say in his analysis, is that you see from this Tosos that there is a chalos of get Yasha and between Nesina and Chalos Gerishin. So it's a Nesina Haget, but Kodem Chalos. I could even erase this.
But you wouldn't be able to do the ability to get at all because the Nesina already happened.
Probably not. Nesina Haget, Kodem Chalos Gerishin. And the Chiddush of Tosos is that too could be a case of Get Yashin, but we don't know what type of heavyweight, medium weight. Your point is like Nesina Saget Al Tanai might be medium weight or lightweight.
Right.
Because it's not effective yet. So look at the Piskei Arid here, says Pirish. Lo sis yachid imo ela b'fnei edim. Shema yavo aleha v'yisbatel haget. V'tia tzricha get sheni l'bila zu. So when we have this line in Tosas in the Rid, what does that sound like? That it, but the get yashan will trigger a bitul haget, right? Shema yavo aleha v'yisbatel haget. But notice, like Tosos, he says the real issue is the ma'isabia. It's not the yichud itself. So you might say that what's going on here for the Piskei Arid is that an asinas haget is heavyweight. And if you have a heavyweight Maisa Ishras of Bia, according to the Riz, that would override the heavyweight Maisa Nesina Saget of Tanai. But the Riz is explicit, like the Magen Mishnah, at least in this extreme case, that a Get Yashan would be a Bitul Haget Al Yedei Bia. V'tzricha Get Sheni Libi Ilazu. Now look at the rub for a second. I don't want to not the rub. Skip the rub for a second. I want us to move to the other Piskei Arid where he says, I think, something very similar. So look here on page 11. So basically, the Tanya Kavase Rav Yochanan. So Arei Zagite Posman Shavar Mineged Panayich Shloshim Yom. Vayaholi Chuba Holi Chuba Hol Blonis Yachidim Arei Zaget. We'll get Yashan in Choshin Share Lo Nisyached Ima. So it's some case of a Gerishin Al Tanai. The husband gives the wife a get. He imposes some condition of him being away for a certain amount of time for the execution of the get. And he says that the Gemara says there's no chash of get Yashan because there's no yichud. Yes. Now Rashi here says, "Harei ze get katani de ein haget nifsal mishum get yashan ho v'lo nisyached ima." The get is not disqualified. Maybe Rashi even just means the chatchila, because there's no yichud yet. So long as there's no yichud between them. But look here at the way the Rid understands this Gemara 9 Vav Mebeis. Anybody remember this just get rid of this this rid on the spot. He distinguishes different cases of get yashan, right? So let's see what he says. So number one, let's just get somebody to read through this. Roman, you want to read this read from the beginning?
Yeah.
That's the Gemara, Perish. He cites Rashi. That's Rashi. But Kachali.
And all word of that is right?
He's just saying, yeah, he's saying if it's just a din lechatchila, it's hard to see why the Gemara is saying lecha shem apiece, which sounds like it would be ma'akev the gerushin. So he's saying, again, a similar observation that Tosos made, that get yashan in some sugyas is just din lechatchila. And in other cases, the Gemara seems to think that the what's at stake is the kashrus of the divorce. Correct? So that means that there's a more chamor dimension to get yashan. Tosos thinks that's the Rid thinks that's implicit in this sugya. Yeah? They go up to Sue. Right, and here he's saying the yichud that happens after the nesina, we should say that actually there's a maisa kiddushin through the maisa yichud. Hinei yichud, hinei debia.
It's a little bit difficult, though.
Because no chalos gerushin yet.
Well, yeah.
What were you thinking?
That it's more, that it's easier to enter the marriage than it is to, I guess, a community custom. Is he saying that there'd be more comfort in that sacrifice?
Well, let's see. I think he's saying that that would be more of a reason to mivatel the get.
Yeah, that's
it's not a classic get yashan case, because the classic get yashan case is when all you have is a ksiva, no nesina. Here you have a yichud after the nesina saget, before it's chal.
I don't think I don't want to
so. Look what he answers first. Hilkach nir lefarish. So notice again, you see like Tosos, that there are different dinim of Get Yashan. Not all the cases are the same. Get Yashan, it's this variable principle depending on the weight of the Maisa Ishas and the Maisa Gerishin. Correct? It's not all just Gzeirishem or Yom Rogita Kodon Lebna. How so? Oh, here it's different because the yichud is after the nesina, and yichud after the nesina is actually more of a reason to be mevatel to get all together. Why? So what did you say?
Yeah.
You have an idea what's going on here? It's a little tricky. But in the first half, he's saying if the get would be chal retroactively, mishas mesina, then the get is effective retroactively. He divorced her. Now there's a yichud with a bia, so there's a new kedushin. It's like lani of a pundiki.
Right.
But then here's the more interesting part. Im lo amar lameyachshav. Let's say the divorce is not going to be retroactive in a case where he gives her a get out tonight. So here's what's crucial for our case. So lo amar lameyachshav. Ela kol zman she'avor she'enegem miskayim halil she'yavor. The get will be effective if I'm gone for 30 days. That 30 days will be effective prospectively. Mikanu lahava. The lo lamachreya. The adas he aches his gemura. So she's fully married to him until the get is effective, correct? Until 30 days arrive. She'ein lomar kitcha bahu yichud. You can't say the yichud's a new kedushin because they're still married. It's not lani ba'pundagi. Now here's the crucial phrase. Everyone, look at this. Mikol makom yishlomar. So what's the claim here?
So,
you have an Asina Saget al Tanai.
Right, but since it's now the Aksha and you can move on at any point throughout, the Bia is Nevada Saget.
Correct. Okay. Not only that, it's the Enoch Abitul Godl Mizet. The Rid here is explicit that a Maisa Bia constitutes an act of being mevatel the get. It's just contrary to the get. Now you might have said it's a theoretical point, like mechatesi, kind of what came up in the last chazar shir. Maybe the husband just wants to be with his wife while before he divorces her. But the Rid seems to be saying that no, there's something about this, like a bia bitoras ishus, is fundamentally inconsistent with moving forward with gerushin. So even in a case, for case number C,
basically like Macy, but or not Me'asha, so you have a Nesinas I get Kodim Achalos Gerushin, but then you have a Maisa Bia after that, or at least maybe even just a Yichud Aroya Levia.
The Rid's position is that is such a heavyweight Maisa Ishus that would override even the Nesinas I get. And he speaks in the language of the Maisa Bia Bitoras Ishus being a Bitl. The really interesting question is, notice how he distinguishes between a Bi'ilas Nus, which may not be Mevatel the Get. Is that correct?
Yeah, but
it's maybe saying that the most Bi'ilas of Bi'ilas Nus, fine. But maybe you could say Hareini Niskavi and Lashem is Nus over here, and then it wouldn't be Mevatel the Get.
Your
wife
and your divorce in
the Quran. Yeah. You can't, there's no such thing as a Bilas in the context of Ishas.
The Quran is saying, yeah, either if you're still married or.
Maybe, I think it's worth thinking about. But the point here is that an act of marriage nullifies the prior act of divorce. I think you just get that very clearly in this statement of the Rid here, even more clearly than you get in any of the prior formulations. And again, the case is slightly different. It's a case where we're talking about Maisa Yichud. It's really just the Yichud that we have on record. We don't have Edom of Abia after an Asina Saget, before the Chalos Gerushin. And he explicitly calls this a case of a Get Yashan. So I think you should come around to the view that there's clearly more to Get Yashan.
I didn't say that.
Right. You're convinced.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, let's look at the last case here. I'm going to call this is case D. So A, B, C, D. I'll move it over here, if that's all right. This is the Psak of the Rambam in Gerushin Ches Beis. And we'll call it We'll have covered the major pieces, the most fundamental aspects of this sugya. The Rambam Gerushin Ches Beis talks about Kol Hamegaresh Al Tanai, Bein Shamar Me'achshav Bein Shamar Emiya, Harei Zeh Lo Yisyachid Emishto, Kol Zman Shelo Niskayim Al Tanai. which is his psak of that case that we just read. Now here's Vadavar Yadua, Shim Nisyakid Ima Bifne Shneidim Kahad, Afil Lakash Niskaya Matanai, Harizu Safik Migurashas, Shema Nivala Ubita Laget. Does anybody remember the fuss that we had in this Rambam? Yeah. The sense you get from here is that we're trying, the Rambam thinks that you're Mevatel to get after it's Chal.
So Gerushin Katz Beis seems to suggest that you have Maisa, Gerushin. Messina plus Kalos Gerushin. But the question is, it says Messina al Tanai.
Oh.
Messina al Tanai that was satisfied.
Right?
What does that matter?
Why should that matter? So I think we had the suggestion in the shiur that maybe Gerushin that was conditioned and then satisfied may be weaker than a Gerushin that was executed unconditionally. Because why the Raman Chesbeis talks about Kol HaMegayish Al Tanai, correct? So in a case of where the Gerushin Al Tanai, so you might say there never was a resolute Das Gerushin at any point. There's a conditional Das Gerushin, which then somehow was satisfied through a Kiyum Tanai. In a case like that, the Rambam says that if they are Nisyachid, Afilu L'Akash Niskayim Atanai. Everybody remember this was a hugely problematic language in the Rambam? Why does he say after? What do you mean after the Tanai was satisfied? Most Rishonim thought that it would have to be before the Tanai was satisfied. Harezu Suffik Migureshes, Shema Nivolo Batel Aget.
Couldn't the Afilu there indicate that he's not trying to say that he needs to the case of Tanai?
Well, if it's before Niskayim Atanai, if it's before Niskayim, right, so you just read the Afilu there and saying, if it's before Niskayim Atanai, then that even if the Maisa, if the Maisa Yichud happened after the Tanai, that calls the whole Das Gerushin into question. Because we know now, in hindsight, that there never was a resolute Shiluach separation Das Lagarish. So what you might say here is that when you have, could I call this like a conditional spread out Das Gerushin, it sounds like the Rambam thinks under the same principle of Get Yashan that a Maisa Isha, even after Gerushin, because the Tanai was already satisfied, is Nevada again.
Only in this case.
Well,
you want to say only in this case.
Only in
a case where you have a conditional spread out of Gerushin.
Yeah.
Right. So I think the answer is because there never really was a, you could call this in our, the vector weighing thing, this itself constitutes a medium.
A medium
Maisa Gerushin.
Even after it's
it rains tomorrow, whatever it is.
That's what most Rishonim say. That's what they're upset with the Rambam. They say it's crazy. How could you ever have been pizzled again?
I think one in the Pundiki, which would be our next Chazarish here. Hey, we want to know Pundiki?
I asked.
Correct. So if you want to talk about E, then you get into the question whether one in the Pundiki belongs in the Sligir or not. Because on E, on one reading, is you have an unconditional, an absolute Maisa Gerushin. That would be a case of absolute Gerushin. Not Al Tanai. The husband said, we're separating, we're never going to see each other again. We're going our own ways. There's an absolute unconditional Maisa Gerushin with Maisa Isha via afterwards. E is controversial because we don't know what the mechanism for lining a puntiki is. If it's a new Maisa Kedushin, then it totally doesn't belong in the sugya at all. If, having seen wild cases, after having seen a case like the Gerushin Kasbeis, where we say, oh, the Rambam's willing to go so far as to say that if it's a Gerushin Al Tanai with a Maisa Yichud afterwards, that works as the mechanism Shema Nivalo Bitel Haget, then you might be persuaded to believe, or you might be convinced, that Lani Mampundiki also works as the mechanism of Bitel Haget. Too much?
Don't want to jump the gun.
Right, we don't want to jump the gun yet.
But
my point is, you might distinguish between, you want to distinguish between D and E.
That's what you were saying. You're saying, oh, this whole condition, the whole Gerushin is maybe a medium weight.
Correct. It's a case where you have this kind of conditional spread out Das Gerushin, and then, now there are two ways to say this, and sure, we have two ways of saying this, depending on how quickly you want to distinguish it from cases like E among the Pundit. One is to say that, oh, if we see that there is a Maisa via even Lacha Halos Gerushin, maybe that gives us reason to believe that the husband retracted his Das Lagaris even earlier. Right? Or maybe even if we know that they had Yichud after Kimat Tanai, maybe we have reason to believe that even before Kimat Tanai also, I'll just project it back.
The Buffalo Mother.
What?
The Buffalo Mother.
Yeah.
That's how you read them into it.
Indicate.
I mean, that's how you read them into it. I think, yeah, that would be a reason that
it would be different because the money on Hundaki, the get the.
Because
yeah.
The bit on get, is that wouldn't that
make
your
Yashan?
What?
Wouldn't that make your Yashan? Because it'll give you a window between the Nasinas, you did a Nasinas, I get. But you have a window because it gets still conditional to be revatal to my sabia. In a normal case, let me put you, the whole get took a half hour, an hour. You wrote the get, you gave it unconditionally, boom, boom, boom. And then later, there's some sort of Maisa Yichud. Nothing about the later Maisa Yichud could say, oh, maybe earlier there in the Siyate, Bain, the Sina, the Chalos. So depending on how you read this Rambam, I feel like in the sky tonight, you could say, look, conceptually, what's happening here is that if they have Bia after Niskaya Matanai, that gives us reason to believe that maybe they never really had Das Lagarish before Kiyah Matanai. And the husband pulled the plug on the get. That's the more powerful way of reading D. The other way of reading D is to say, no, even if we know that like they had Shomrim from the Sinas Aget until the Chalos Aget, we know there was no Yichud, but the fact that there was Yichud after the Chalos Agerishin, that shows that there never was a full Maisa Shiluach, there never was full Das Lagarish. There was wishy-washy conditional Das Lagarish, which materialized the Tanai was Chal, and that would have been a good Gerushin had they remained separate. But the fact that there's a Maisa Yishus, even after Chalos Gerushin, the vector math is sufficient that a strong a Maisa Bia would undo a conditional spread out Das Lagarish. And then the question from there is, can you move to E and say, hey, a failure of Shiluach, a Maisa Ishus after Gerushin could also undo get. And that's the question of Lani Mapundiki. What's going on there? Ezra?
You would have to move to E from the reading. You have to say further to undercut the Gerushin, you have to say there's something lacking. So you have to say that, you know, according to the singer, you were saying that there was pain lacking before the Shiluach to be like the same tone at the same case.
Except that you might say that,
yeah, I know,
conditional spread out Das Gerushin is always weak. It's a medium weak Das Gerushin as opposed to
maybe in a Lanya Pundika, you might say, hey, Bishas Gerishin was resolute and absolute. And so that can't be dislodged by my Sabia. But I agree with you. I mean, it's once you say the second reading of D, it's very natural to say Lanya Pundika is working through the same mechanism of Gayasha. Okay. Benny?
Yeah. It seems you might have mentioned this. Maybe I'm clarifying. When it says here that the T'nai is what lowers the Maisa Gerushin after it's out.
Yeah.
To make the Maisa Gerushin overpower it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you infer that E would be in this case of absolute Gerushin? And there wouldn't be any cancellation?
Arguably, right. Then you would say that Lanyu Pundiki is not working through retroactively being bought till the get. You could say that, right.
And then to rob out the cold, then the Kiddushin is a new thing.
Correct. So you could say, I agree, the more you focus on the fact that the Das Kiddushin here is spread out and conditional, you would say E maybe is something different. But you could say, alternatively, hey, if the Rambam is willing to acknowledge that conditional spread out Das Kiddushin after the Gerishin is Skal could be undone, then maybe there's something at a weaker level happening in case where there's, so is this a spectrum or is this the cutoff right here? That's the conceptual question. But I think what's just really cool about this sig is like you read, even if you read something like the Encyclopedia Talmudis entry on Get Yashan, like you don't see any of this. You just see, oh, it's Gerishin Yom Gita Kun Lubna, and then like analysis of like what happens if it's given like Ishliach, and you know, if we modify the date on the get, is there still a chash? But I think what's really going on here is this deep question about the consistency of a Maisa Ishus with the process of Gerishin. And then when you look at it closely, you see that it will depend on what type of Maisa Gerishin occurred. Tzivui Abal, Nesina Saged, Nesina Al Tanai, Chule V'chule, and on what type of Maisa Ishus occurred. Was there a bia? Was there just a chash yichud? Things like that really make a difference in whether the get will become pasul or whether you're just dealing with a chash lechatchila. Let me just mention one other makar here, and as part of this fundamental analysis of the of get yashan. Just skip ahead. We didn't talk about this in shir, but I just wanted to mention it very quickly. Bottom of page 25, this discussion of Avram ben Arambam, it's on page 26. Well, he says, Get yashan shenifska bo halacha achre aplukta b'talmud shetinase bo amgresh l'chatchila. Lo yotza mitachas yidei abal, v'lo nizkar bo shum t'nai b'shum panim b'shum open. When the Gemara talks about a get yashan that's only possible l'chatchila, that's talking about a get yashin that the husband's still holding on to, and that there's no t'nai in the get. But a get t'nai shedibru bo hamishnah v'atalmud hayichad mevatel also. Hu get shenitan l'ha'isha v'higia liyada oliyad shlucha v'haget hazeh hayichad mevatelo v'lo tisgarish bo klal v'ein bazeh machlokes v'ein loses v'loses bazeh. So what's he saying here?
The T'nai is weaker.
Exactly. He's saying that there are Tzvi Dinim and Get Yashan. The classic case of Get Yashan that's still kasher is the case where the Get never left the husband's rishos. He wrote the Get and he's sitting on the Get. Now I think the difference here is related to the Rav's Diyuk in the Magid Mishnah, which is what type of rehabilitation did you have to this get yashan? When the husband is still sitting on the get, the fact that he later gives it to the wife, that reinfuses the gerushin with das lagarish. The husband was sitting on this get. Yes, it's stale. It's overstayed. It's original Lishma. But when he goes ahead and gives it, maybe for Eidim Mesira, he's saying, hey, I want to move ahead with the divorce. However, when the gets are already given to the wife, The deficiency there in a get al tnai is that there's no way to rehabilitate it through a new act of gerushin. The husband gave it to her. All the action on his side is done. You're just waiting for this last thing to occur. So you can't rehabilitate the lishma or revive the get once it's sitting in her domain and the husband's not doing anything to breathe new life into it. So that get, or Avraham Ben Aramam says, that's going to be batel legamri. Hayichad mevatel also. Because once it's sitting in her domain, there's nothing for the Baal to do to breathe a new lishma into it. So what you have here is a nice clarification of the third variable in the sugya, which is not just the maisa gerushin, not just the original maisa gerushin and the subsequent maisa isha, but the second maisa gerushin after the bittul, or the act of the trias amesim on the get. And that's just the way Roman and Raman puts it. That's just it's just a version of what the Rav was saying for the Magid Mishnah about the significance of the mice and the scene of Ibn Adim Asira. Okay. Rumi, I think this is what you were worried about before. Isn't it a little strange to think that once there's an Asina, the get is more easily nifsal al yidei yichud? Because you think it's such a strong mice garrison is ready in the scene as I get, you're just waiting for the chalos.
Well, that
no, I think earlier in that, this is rid. Does everybody see the idea here? That part of what determines the kashas of the get is the tchias amesim action of a new nesina. So actually, ironically, once the get's biyada isha, it's almost, if there's a ma'isa yichud, that get is no longer reusable. There's one line, if you go back to Tosas Rid, that was interesting about this, and we'll call it a day.
Is there a way to get the husband to get the get back, the original get?
Yeah, so that's how I want to say Tosas Rid. He seemed to weigh in on this. Let's go back there for a second. It's on page 12. Here I'm highlighting. Mm-hmm. So this is in the case of if I don't show up for 30 days, the get will be chal. So in those cases, the Tosur said, "Kivan shebal le'abataras ishas le'abataras bi'ilas nus emach habitul gadol mizeh." That the ma'isa bia is an act of bitul aget. Mitzorich litul get miyada v'lachzer v'litnula u'lahasnus ima pam acheres. So what does he say, Benny? In that case, the husband's got to take the get back and we give it to her with a new tanai. Sha'afbi shabitlo imrotza lachzor legarish bo yacho. Very interestingly, the Rid seems to be saying, hey, if you do a new maisa nesina on this with this get that otherwise became batel through the act of bia, then it could become kosher again because now there's a new maisa nesina. Now I could hear somebody saying, Mechatesi, once there's a bitul I get through, once there's a bitul I get through Bia, this get is totally disqualified. This gets back to the machlokas that we saw in the beginning of Ashwalea. When someone expressly is mevatel a get, is the get reusable? So that's about a case of Dibur.
Getting back to this discussion, an interesting question about Hilei Das versus Maisa Isha Levatel, whether Tosafot Rid is right to assume that the get is just on hold until there's a new maisa nesina, what is it? Or maybe maisa bia is so fundamentally different that a maisa bia actually obliterates whatever das legaris there is in this get, and this get can no longer ever be used. Tosafot Rid is assuming that as long as you do take it back and re-give it, exactly like Benny, you were suggesting, that would be fine. Okay, well, we'll pick up in the next year, and I guess regarding E,
about learning about the key, is what's the relationship between Lana Imo Pundaki and Get Yasha?
Just point out that there are Rishonim who believe, and you could see this in the Sefer Eder, he quotes Idea, that it's the same Sugya. I'll show you this. So if you look at the Sefer Iter that I have in the bottom of page 13, everybody see what I'm highlighting? Sefer Iter you should know is early Chachmei Provence. Really important. Rishon quotes a lot of the Torahs of the Gaonim. It's very hard to use because it's not written on the Seder Adaf, but it's one of the most important Svarim in the history of Halacha for Provençal Halacha. The Ika Rabusa Kamai Dimifarshi, the Hamagari says, Yishtub Lana Imam Bapundiki. What's the case of the mission of Lana Imam Bapundiki? Kigoncha Kasvu Velo Nasnula. It's a case of Ksiva without Nasina. What? Vitaima Mishum Get Yashan, Velo Mishum Kedushan. It's a huge chiddush. He says, Ika Rabusa Kamai. It's not clear who he's quoting.
We see that when we went to.
It was on Makorshi. I didn't make a big fuss about it. I noticed I changed my presentation of Get Yashan here because when we did Get Yashan the first time around, we were less educated on Lishma and we were following the kind of the main presentation of the Sugya. But now that you understand, now that we have deeper insight to reconceptualize the whole thing, and I think this is a beautiful transition to Lani Mopundiki because the point is, he's saying it depends who these Rabusei Kamoi is. That just a day in the Yushalmi, or do you think this is a view in the Gaonim out there? That Lani Mapuntiki is actually not about Maisa Kedushin prospective, but it's about being Mevatel again in a case of Ksiva below Nasina. I.e., Lani Mapuntiki, that discussion of Lani Mapuntiki is a case of really a case of Get Yasha. So I want us to think about that. The relationship between these two cities. All right.
So next lecture on.
I think we're going to do Lani Mapuntiki. All right. Shkayach, guys.